Yem Bishnayis Mesecht Kelim Rabta Perik Chob Zayin Mishne Zayin Ha Beged Sheorad Boy Shleisha Shleisha. You started to make a beged, a clothing, a cloth, and you made it already three tefachim by three tefachim. That's the shear to Makabel Tumas Medrus. The Nitma Medrus and a Zav sat on it. So how it came, became Tommy Medrus. Then the Hishla Molav has called a beged. Then you finish making the complete cloth out of it. The Yachakach. So now the whole beged is Tommy. The first three, and then whatever comes Mechuba to it also becomes Tommy. Now, v'yachakach later, after you finish making the whole, let's say, shirt, now, not al-chutach mitchlosay. You took out one string from the original three tvachim, and now that first patch, the first three tvachim, became less than three tvachim. Therefore, tor min ha-medrus, that beged now is not fit anymore to makabel tumas medrus, so tumas medrus goes off it. Avotomei maga medrus, but the rest of the beged is still tomei, it has a tomei of original tomo. Because Lamaise touched the medrus. It's like a tumah rishon that touches the medrus. Therefore, the rest of the beged now has a tumah rishon called maga medrus. What's going to be not al chut echem mitchilosei? Again, after you had these first three tvachim, right away you took out one string from it. Then biyachakach later hishdom olav, that's called a beged. Then you finish making the whole beged. So again, the locker is tumi maga medrus. The old beggar now has a tumas maga medrus, because the maisa is like touching a maga medrus, because this first 3x3 at the beginning had tumas medrus on it. Then when you took away one string, it lost its tumas medrus, but has a loch of a maga, it touched it. And now when you mechaba the rest of the beggar to it, the old beggar gets the same aloha, it's all considered a maga medrus, it has a rishon litum. Mishneh Ches. V'chein beged, the same halach applies to a beged, sh'orag boy sholosh sholosh, that you wove now this beged and made it three etz boys by three etz boys. That's the shear to mekabel all tumas except medrus. For medrus it has to be three tefachim by three tefachim. So if you have this beged that's the size of three etz boys by three etz boys, v'nit matmei meis, and the meis touched it, became tamei. V'shlam olav es kol beged, then you wove the rest of the beged, so loch is the whole beged is tamei. V'yachakach later not achotecha mitchlosai. You take out one of the strings, one of the threads from the original three etz boys by three etz boys. The loch is tore mitmei meis. The tumah meis goes off that beged because it's not the shear to mekabel the tumah anymore. Avotomei maga tumah meis. But though beged now, it touched that beged before you took off the extra string. Therefore, it's considered like it touched the meis. So you all become a read, the whole beggar is like a rishon l'tum, it's a maga, it's touching of a mace. What's going to be not al chut echem mitchilosei? Let's say before you finish making the beggar, you only had the three etz boys by three etz boys that became tummy mace, and then one string came off it. So it's less than the shear now of three etz boys by three etz boys. So locher is now becomes tor. The yachakach, then later, hishlam all of us call a beggar. Then you finish making the rest of the beged, tor. Still the beged remains tor, because since you took off the thread first, so at that time it was less than three etz boys by three etz boys, so it has no tum at all. Because it was said like this, that sholosh al sholosh, if you only had a beged three etz boys by three etz boys, so true, it was fit at the beginning to mekabel tumis, but then shenismot, it became less than three etz boys by three etz boys tor. The beggar becomes tor, it doesn't have a din of maga here, because it's not fit to mekabel tum at all. Avol bot, a loch of shloisha al shloisha, loch of tumas medrus, so there the shear is three tefachim by three tefachim, shenismoit. If it was first the size of three by three tefachim of mekabel tumas medrus, then it became smaller, there the loch is alpha pisha tumi medrus, even though the tumas medrus goes off it, because it's not three tefachim by three tefachim, but still, tome b'chol ha-tumos, it has other tumas to it, because it has a shame beged, because it's more than three its voice by three its voice. So therefore, it's mekabel tumos maga medrus, because mice it has a shame kli, mekabel tuma, therefore it could have a tuma maga medrus. Just medrus itself, there it's taught from. Mishneh Tes. So then, if you have, let's say, the sheet, shutome medrus, that was mekabel tumos medrus, she was fit to lie on, and a medrus sat on it, the kabel tumas medrus. The asov vilo, now you change your mind, you made it into a curtain. And you do the maisa to mevatel it from a sheet, and it becomes now a curtain. So Locha is Torah min HaMedra, it's not Makabel Tumas Medras anymore, because it's not fit to sit on anymore. Avotami Maga Medras, but the mice it has a shame kli, it's a curtain, and therefore it's Makabel, it's comes a Rishon of Tumas, like it's Maga, like touched the Medras. Omer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, V'chi be'eze Medras no gezeh, no, this curtain did not touch any Medras. In other words, as soon as you made it into a curtain, right away was pocket went off the Tumas Medras. So it became Torah Legamri, with not left over any Tumah. Therefore, it's not even Tomei Maga Medras. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. El Imke Noga Boy Hazov, only if the Zav touches this Vilan, then does it become Tomei. Then Tomei Maga Zav, then the Vilan, this curtain, becomes Tomei with the Maga because the Zav touches it. But otherwise, if the Zav does not touch it, now just because of the old Begid, it's Poka the Tumah Legamri, so it remains Tohor. The Mishnah Yud, we have a Begid that's 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim that was Mekabel Tumas Medras, and Shenechla now are divided in half, exactly half. So Locha is Torah Min HaMedras, both parts are Torah Min HaMedras. It doesn't have the shear anymore of 3 by 3, it's not, it's bottled the Din Tumah. Abot Tomei Maga Medras, but Tanakam holds, but when it divides up, it's like each one touched the other part. Even though it's a Tumas of Besa Storim, it was the inside touching, still it's called the Kabul Tumah Rishon, it's like a Maga, like a touch the Medras. Again, Rabbi Yosi argues and says, no. Oma Rabbi Yosi says, V'chi B'eza Medras Nogazel, let's see, where did the Medras touch this Begad? Once it split in half, no Tomei touched it. Therefore, hills, it's Torah. Elim can only if Noga Bayazov, if a Zav touches now each part of it, so has Makabel Tumas Maga Medras. Tomei Maga Hazav, that's Makabel Tumas Maga that touched the Zav. But otherwise, the fact you break it in half, he holds since the inside, like Beis Astorim, they're not Makabel Tumas one from another. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shleisha al Shleisha, you have the Begad that's 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim. Ba'ashpois, that you found it in the junkyard, like, was thrown out already in the junkyard, Biashpa, with the manures. So, Bori, Vitzora Melech. Now, it's only in the Kabul Tumas Medras if it has 2 milas to it. It has to be strong, complete. It also has to be able to wrap around salt in it. But if it's missing one of these two, then it's not the Kabul Tumas Medras anymore. Let's say, Babayis, let's say you find this Begad in the house, even though you threw it away, but it's in the house, then you only need one of the two. Either it's complete, or Tzara Melech is strong enough to be able to wrap around salt inside it. Then it'll still be Mekabel Tumas Medras, or if not, it's not. Kama Melech Yetzara, how much salt do you have to be able to wrap around with it? Reva, a quarter of a kav. You have Yudah, remember Yudah says a bedaka. You have to be able to wrap around a quarter of a kav of daka of thin salt. V'chacham Arnachom say, Bagasa, you have to be able to wrap around a reva of kav of thick salt. Elu v'elu mischavim l'hokah. Both of them meant to be mekel. Each one holds. It's easier to wrap it around, whether it's soft or whether it's small or coarse or whether it's dark or thin. Each one holds. It's easier to wrap it that way. So each one's mischavim l'hokah. Rabbi Shimon says shovim shloisha shloisha biyashpois l'sholosh l'sholosh baboyis. As Rabbi Shimon holds. The same way if you have a beggar 3 by 3, if it's thrown away in the yashba, so negate the tumas maga, it's not makabel anymore. Even though it's very strong and it could, tzara, you could wrap around salt, he argues and still it cannot be makabel tumah. As the same malacha, if you have a beggar like sholosh al sholosh, if a beggar 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, even though it's in the house, but still it's not as sheer to makabel tumas medrus, but it could be makabel other tumas. It's the same thing to shloisha al shloisha. If it's thrown in the yashba, it's not called a kli to makabel tumas medras, no matter what, no matter how strong it is, but it is a kli to makabel other tumas. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shloisha al shloisha, you have a beggar that was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, shenikra, that ripped, did not come off into 2 pieces, but just ripped. So the question is, it's still called a kli to makabel tumas medras? So it depends. In the Sonoi al Hakisev, you put this beggar now on top of a chair, and you sit on the chair. Ubsara negei bakisoi, and the rip is that big that your flesh touches the chair. So Lokra is then tore, it's not called fit to sit on anymore, and it's bottled the same beggar. Vimla, but if your flesh does not touch the chair, the rip is not that big, then Tomei then still called the beggar Roy to sit on, and then it still has Tumas Medrus. What's going to be Sholosh al Sholosh? Let's say I have a beggar only 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. Again, it's not fit to Makabal Tumas Medrus, but it's fit to Makabal other Tumas. Shenimho mimeno chutechod, one string inside it became ruined, so now it's missing the shear. So locher is its torn. Oy shenimtza by kesheros, there's a knot in one string not fit to be used. Oy shnei chutim asimim, two threads came together. As they weren't put in the womb, they weren't put into the weaving the right way. Two were put in the same way. So therefore, it's not fit to be used, that thread. Therefore, Torah, it's not called like if a beggar 3 by 3 anymore, that a beggar is not makabel tuma. What's going to be sholosh al sholosh? You have a beggar 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois that's fit to be makabel other tumas. Sheshlicha biyashbois, it was thrown into the garbage now, thrown into the junk. Is Torah at that time is botel shem kli, remain comes Torah. Hechzir, let's say you return it, you take it out of the garbage, you bring it back into the house. Now Tamei, it becomes a beggar again, it could be makabel tuma. L'yerlim, this could happen over and over again. That ashlechosa metahartoi, when you throw it away in the garbage outside, that makes it Torah. The chazarosa, when you bring it back into the house, mitamosa, makes it fit to makabel tuma again. Chutz, excluding the Tanakam holds, mi shalagoma v'shal zahurius toiva. When excluding a garment that's agoma and that's purple, or else zahurius toiva means good zahurius, means like red. These are choshev begodim, so these, even though it's only 3 by 3, if you throw it into garbage, it's not bottled the shame tum, it's still called the beged. Rebbe Lezer says, af matlis chadosh, even a new cloth, a new beged, kiyotzvim, the same thing, but even though you throw it into the garbage, it's not bottled the shame beged. Rebbe Shimon says, no, kulam term, they're all Torah, even though it's new, even though it's red, even though it's purple, if you throw it into the garbage, it's bottled the shame. Beg, it's not makabel tuma anymore, unless you take it out of the garbage. Loihuskru, elam ifne Hashemus Avedim. That is brought down, there's a difference between our garment, purple and red, and the new one. That's something they get to the mitzvah Hashemus Avedim. That if somebody finds these in the garbage, there still would be a mitzvah Hashemus Avedim. But they get to Hilchus Tuma, it's not choshev kli, it'll be bottled the shame tuma. Yeah, Perek Chofches, Mishnah Aleph. Sholosh al sholosh, you have a beggar 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, that's makabel other tumas. Shenosnu bekadi, you put it inside a ball. Oishaso kadi vifnei atzmo, so you make it into a ball by itself. Is teres mabatu the shame beggar, it's not makabel tumal anymore. Avo shloisha al shloisha, let's say the beggar 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Shenosnu bekadi, you put it into a ball, you rolled it up, put it inside the ball. Tomei, it's still called the kli, it's not batu the chshivas. That's even makabel tumas medrus still. What's going to be though? Aso kadeh b'fnei atzmo. Let's say maybe into a ball by itself, and you had to sew it up. So then locher is tor. Then his beggar becomes tor b'fnei shatefem amaita. The place you have to stitch it up. That's reminded it from the 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. So therefore, it's tor from tumas medrus, but above there still be makabel other tumas. Mishnah Beis pochos mishloishu al shloishum. You have a beggar less than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, so it's not makabel tumas medrus, but it's roi to makabel other tumas. She is kinu lofuk boy, esa merchitz. You a mesak and you fix it up now to be used for a stopper in the bathhouse to hold the heat in. Or else lenaya boy esa kadera to clean out a pot with it. Or else lekenech boy esa rechaim, or else to clean out the millstone with it. Lenaya boy means maybe there means to mix up the food in the pot. Or to clean off a millstone with it. So look at like this. Bein muchen, whether you set it aside to be used, bein shena muchen, it's not set aside yet to be used for regular beged, tummy. Still, it's called the beged, and therefore it's makabla the tumis. Divya Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, bein min hamuchen, whether this beged was set aside to be used like for regular towel, for regular beged, bein shena min hamuchen, whether it was not set aside, Torah, since Lamaisa, you're misaking it now to use it for these things, this bottle, the shame beggar, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Rabbi Kiva says it depends. Min ha-muchen, if you prepare this kli now to be used for a regular kli, even though you're misaking it to use for these things, still it's tumah. But Shainim and Amuchim do not prepare it to be used for regular beg, like a regular towel, then Torah, then it remains Torah, is bottle the shame begit, since now you're misakin it to use for these things to clean with, it's bottle the shame begit, it's not makabel tumor anymore. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ho'ise is polonius. If you make this type of a compress that you put on a wound, so bein bebegit, whether you put these things onto cloth first and then you put it onto the wound, bein bor, whether you put these things onto skin, is Torah. The begit and the or, even though it has the size of a begit, still remains Torah, because since you put this like medicine for the wound, it makes the begit nice, disgusting, and you won't use it again. Therefore, it's not called a kli, it's not called a begit. Rabbi Yossi says, Allah or Torah. If you put this planius, this tachboishis, this type of compress, the type of medicine you put on the skin, so Torah remains Torah. For the same reason, because it's not going to use it anymore, therefore it's not called a kli. What about milugma? That's also some type of medicine that you put on the wound. So here, bebegid, we put it onto cloth first. So Torah, the same sphere, the bebegid remains Torah. It's not going to be used anymore. It's not called a kli. But of or, if you put this type of medicine onto skin, tameya, then this bebegid made of skin is still makabel tumah, because it's easy to get it off. It doesn't get attached to it so strong. It could come off, and therefore it's usable. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Af bebegit tamei, even if you put this melugma, this type of a medicine, onto cloth first, and then you put the cloth like a band-aid onto the makah, still the cloth is makabel tumah. Mivnei shinin eres, because it's easy to shake it off, so it'll be fit to use again. Therefore, it's still called a kli." Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Mitvachai svarim. These are like wrappers or towels that you put around a sefer, or even a sefer Torah. So bein mitzioris, bein shein mitzioris. Whether these wrappers, these cloth you put around it, whether they have pictures on them or they don't have pictures on them, tameya still the makabel tumah. Kedibre Beis Shammai. These are words of Beis Shammai. Because it's called the cloth, it's called the kli that you use. Since you use these swarm, and these swarm are meant to wrap around, these cloth is meant to wrap around the sefer, it's called a kli. Beis Silla says, though, mitzioras teres. If they have pictures on them, then it's choshev, and it's set aside to use for the svarim, and not for nodim, therefore it's not called the kli, it remains Torah. But the shenim mitzioras, if they did not have any pictures on them, then tameyas, like it's not a choshev, it's not miyuchadavka for the svarim, the person will still use it, therefore it's still called the kli to makabel tumah. We have the Gamliel, and Gamliel says, no, elu v'elu teres, both, even though it doesn't have any pictures on it, but since you set it aside now to use for svarim or sifrei Torah, you're not going to use it for your own personal use anymore. And therefore, yod is not called the kli, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Mishneh Hei. Kippah shutame medris. A kippah, the type of a covering that a lady uses for her hair. She covers like a kerchief, she covers her hair with it. And she made it now that she could sit on it. She made it royal yeshiva. The lover is tummy medrus makab. She sits on when she's needed this makabutum is medrus. When the sonya is safe, well, then you take this kerchief and you wrap it around the safe a safe. So tor, it loses its shame kli, it's not fit for her to use anymore. Therefore it means tor. Tor mina medrus. It loses the shame medrus because it's not fit to sit on anymore. Abu tummy tum mace, but still has a din kli to makabutum is mace because it's still fit to be used. Let's say you have a chemas. That's a leather flask, she'asol shatich, that you made to spread out with to sit on to lie on top of it. Savadnas makabel tumas medrus. So the opposite way, the shatich, a piece of skin was made to lie on, she'asol chem, is now you made into a flask. So lochris tor, they remain tor right now from the tumas rishonim, since it's changed from its first purpose to another purpose, it becomes tor. Now chemast, again, that's a flask made out of leather. She'asor tumer, that you made it into a type of a wallet that the royal shepherd could use. Whereas for tumer, the shepherd's wallet, she'asor chemish, you made it into a flask. Or else kar, she'asor sodin, like a pillowcase that now you're using to use for a sheet. Whereas for sodin, the sheet, she'asor kar, you made it into a pillowcase. Whereas keses, she'asor mitpachas. Kes is like a mattress that you made into mitpachas, into like a towel. Or else a mitpachas, like a towel, Shaso Kesi made into a mattress. Is Tomei, all these things remain Tomei, even though you change it a little bit, but you all have the same type of a use. Therefore, the remain Tomei does not lose its first Tumma. Zeh klal, this is the general rule. Kol sheshinu lishmoi Tomei. Lishemachar Tor. Because if you change it lishmoi for the same purpose we used before, Tomei still remains Tor. But lishemach, if you change it for a different use altogether, then Torah is called like a changeover into a new Kli. And therefore, this new Kli is Torah, even though it's still called a Kli now, but it's Torah from the first Tum that had from before. The Mishnah of Matlis, that's a piece of Beged, that was 3 by 3 Tvachim, and it had a Tumas Medrus on it, a Zav sat on it, so it became an Ava Tum, a Tumas Medrus. Shetloy ala Kupa, you take this piece of Beged now, and you use it as a patch to put it onto a Kli, put it onto a Kupa, onto a basket. So it becomes part of the basket right now. So you change the name. Before it was a beggar, now it's a basket. So therefore the tumma had goes off it. The locher is metam echad. But the coop of the basket now is like a maga medrus. It touched the medrus. Before it was bottle, it touched it. So therefore it became a reach in the tumma. So therefore metam echad means this basket now makes something else a sheni l'tumma. Can metama one more time? Upesel esechad. And a sheni makes a shlishi negay to truma. That for truma becomes possum. But the tloy itself, the patch itself, since it's part of the kupa, part of the basket now, it has the same halacha like the basket, has a tumma maga medrus on it. What's going to be here? Frisha min akupa. Let's say you pull off this patch, you pull off this matlis, the piece of beged, you pull off from the basket. So halacha is hakupa mitamecha. The kupa still stays with the same halacha. It originally touched the mag. It originally touched the medrus. It became a rishon l'tumah. Therefore, matam echad could still be matamas food to make it into a sheni l'tumah. Upesel esechad, and the sheni can make a shlishi l'truma. But the amatlis, the patch itself, Torah now becomes Torah l'gamri. Since originally it changed from a piece of beged into a basket, so it lost its first tumah. Just calls the money, it was attached to the beggar, it was attached to the basket, it was like bottle to the basket. But now that you're separating it from the basket, it has no tumma, it's Torah legamri. What's going to be Toloy ala beggar? Let's say I took this first patch, this beggar, that was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim that had a tumma's medrus on it, was an avatumma, and you now use it for a patch onto a beggar. So it did not change its name, it still remains a beggar. Therefore, it still has its dim, tumma's medrus on it. Therefore, the beggar is also bottled now to this matla, to this patch. So the beggar is also like an avatum now of a tumas medrus. And therefore, matamashnayim, the first food that touches it becomes a rishon, and the rishon makes a sheni, says matama twice. Upesel asechad, and the sheni now makes a shlishi l'tuma, the geir to truma. If rishon, let's say you pull off this patch off the beggar, min habeged from the cloth, the locher is habeged matam echad. The beged now only remains a loch of a maga medrash. The beged is only like a rishon l'tumah. Therefore, it's only mitama one more time to make a food into a sheni. Upoisalechad, and the sheni makes into a shlishi. But the amatlis, the patch itself, the original beged itself, mitama, it still has a loch of tumas medrash on it. It was never bottled, the shame beged, it still has its tumah. And therefore, it's still mitama shnai, means the first thing that touches it becomes a rishon l'tumah. And the one that touches that becomes a sheni l'tumah. And it makes a shlishi and again to truma. The chain, the same thing. Allah with them. That's the difference. If you take this matlis, this original patch, it had a shame beged. If you put it onto a basket, it loses its shame. It becomes Torah legamri. If you put it onto a beged, it doesn't lose its name. It's called the same beged again. Therefore, it retains its first tum it had and never loses it. The chain, the same thing. Let's say you take this beged and you put it onto a for a patch onto a sack. Or else you put it onto a patch for skin. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, a sack and a piece of skin also has a shame beged on it, and therefore the first patch does not lose its shame, Tomei Medrus. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. It's called Rabbi Meir, a sack, and an or is also called the type of a beged. Therefore, you took this first matlis and did not change its name, it still retains its tumas medrus on it. However, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Mitayim. Because he holds that this matlis changes its name. When you put it onto a sack, it's not called the beggar anymore, it's called the sack. When you put it onto a skin, it's not called the beggar anymore, it's called the piece of skin. Therefore, it's tohor. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Allah, or if you put this piece of beggar now onto a skin, Tor, is a beggar and a skin are called two different things. It's a shinu Hashem, remains Tor. Al asak, let's say you put it on the sack. The locher is tom in b'neishu orig, because a sack also has a shem beggar on it. In other words, the sack also is like a woven cloth. So therefore, it's still has a shem beggar. Therefore, still retains its first tumah, the tumas medrus, the smatlas had on it. The Mishnah Zayin, sholosh al sholosh shomru. That is a loch if you have a piece of beggar that's 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. So it's not big enough to mekabel tumas medrus if a zav sits on it. But it is a kli to mekabel tumah from a mace. If it comes in contact with a mace or with a sheretz or an avelum that touches them, the beggar becomes tummy. So Mishnah says that after it said the shear of gimel etzvoyis, chus min hamalol, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Shimon holds that's excluding the hem. Like you have to leave over a piece at the end to make the hem. And after you make like them, then it has to be the size of 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. Because it has to be used like to be used for a patch. And the part that's used for him is not part of the patch, therefore it has to be 3 by 3, excluding the hem. The chomarm, the chomarm say though, sholosh ha-sholosh mechavonis, no, as long as this beged now is exactly 3 by 3, it's boys, even though it's with the hem, material that you leave over to make them with, still right now it's called this beged, it's called the kli, it would be mekabel tumas mace. To loyal a beged, let's say you take this matlis, let's say you take this beged now, and use it as a patch. On the beggar Ruach Achaz, we only sew it onto the beggar, just one side of the patch you sew on. It's not called attached to the beggar yet, it doesn't stay in place, it doesn't make the beggar tome like the patch itself. Mishtei Ruach, let's say you sew it on both sides, on the east and the west side, or else the north and the south side of it. Zu Kineged Zu means the opposite sides. Chibra, then it's called attached, the beggar also becomes tome like the tefillah, like this patch. What's going to be our saw, Kim and Gam? You make it like an L shape, like, you know, just the north and the west, let's say. So Rabbi Kiva, Matam Kiva says that's called the Chibur, and therefore the beggar also becomes Tameh. The Chom, say no Matam, that's not called the good Chibur, it's not called attached, and therefore it still moves out of place, therefore the beggar does not become Tameh because of this patch. Om Rabbi Yudhi said, the Medvam Amur, remember this said, Betalis. Only this was said by Betalis means the outside clothing, the top clothing. Of a becholik, but with your shirt, it depends. Milmalan, if it's attached on top, then chibur is called a good chibur. But on milmatan, if it's attached on the bottom of it, then ain't a chibur, then it goes out of place. That's not called a good chibur. Therefore, the beged will not be mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, big day aniyim, clothing of noni, a poor person's clothing, alfal pi shein bem sholosh sholosh, even though it was made up from patches, and each patch by itself did not even have the size of 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. Still, the locker with this beged now, haray lo tmei medrus. It's even makabel tumas medrus, this beged. Not only is makabel tumas a mace, but even tumas medrus, because the mace and now the beged put together is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. What's going to be talis shiischa bolikuri? You had a talis of cloth that was the shear of 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. It started to rip now. So, locker is kivan shenik rubas, if the rip went through most of the beged. Ain't a chibur, the two pieces are not called attached together. Therefore, if one side is tameh, it was makabel tumah, the other side does not become tameh. Ha'avim, a very thick piece of cloth, or else varakim, a very soft piece of cloth, let's say like meshi from silk. Ain't ben mishum shol to shol, they don't have the locha that if it's 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis, makabel tumah's mace. If it's, since it's very thick or very thin, it doesn't have the shear, it has to at least be 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim to give it a shame beggar to makabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Tes, Keses Hasabolim. Keses is like a pad that they put on the shoulders. Hasabolim, the people used to carry things on the shoulders or on the head. So Lochur is Tamei Medris. This pad now is Mekabel Tumas Medris because sometimes you used to sit on it. Mashmerish Shol Yain, let's say your cloth that you used to purify the wine, used to let the wine go through it, put it over a barrel and throw the wine in it. And this cloth now would like purify, take out the shemorim from the wine, the sediments from the wine. Ein bo mishum moshe. This beged is not makabel tumas moshe because people did not sit on it. Svocha shol zekeina. Svocha is like a net that the ladies put on top of the head to hold the hair in place. Shol zekeina from an older lady is tamei mishum moshe. That was used sometimes to sit on. Therefore, it could have tumas moshe on it. Now, choluk shayetes achutz. Choluk is a cloth, a dress that an isha a zoyna wears when she goes outside, meaning that kisvacha. It's made like network that you could see through the flesh. So therefore, Torah, that beggar is not called a beggar. It's not fit for a normal person to wear. Therefore, it's not makabel tum at all. Let's say you make a cloth, a beged, from a net. Is tor, it remains tor for the same svara since you can see through. That's not called the beged. Let's say you make it from the bottom part of the net, the part that's you can't see through. It's a good piece of material. Then that's called the beged. That would be mekabel tuma. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, says, afal ise beged menacherim ukfalei tuma. If you make a beged from a net, but you fold it over, then you can't see through so much. He holds that's called the beged. That would be mekabel tuma. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. You're holding Mishnah Yud. Svocho, if you have this headband that the lady puts on top of the head, that's net that she puts on top of the hair. Shehischo bo mipiyam. He started to make it from the top of it. Torah, this thing is still called Torah. It's not called the kli yet. Sheyigmer es kurkurto. Until you finish making this net, until the bottom part of it, till it comes down to the forehead. Because you have to finish making the whole net for the hair, then it's called, then it's makabel tuma. Hischo bo mikukurto. Let's say you started to make this net from the bottom part, the part by the forehead, working yourself upwards. Torah, still this net is called tor, achigmer espi, until you finish all the top part of it. Now, shovis shelo, that's the tachshit, like the ornament that was put on top of this net that they used to wear from one side of the forehead to the other side of the forehead. So locher is tomei b'flei atzma. That has a kli by itself. It's not totally in the beged in the net. That's kaz Hashem kli by itself. It's mekabel tuma by itself. Ha chutin shol, the strings of this net that you use to tie it down with. Tomei mishum chibur. They have mekabel tuma. They're called like part of the beged, not by itself. It's called the chibur to the beged. Therefore, the strings are also mekabel tuma. Now, svocho shenikro. Let's say this head band, the hair band that ripped. It made the makabelis as roif hasev. It's not fit to cover up, to keep in place most of the hair. Lochris Torah, it's not called the beggar anymore. It's bottled the shem tashmish. Therefore, it remains tor. Yeah, perek choftes. Mishnah Aleph. Nimei hasodin. That's the strings that comes out from a sheet. Well, and now, this perek is going to talk about if you have these begodim, that's called the beggar to makabel tuma. If you have strings or thread that hangs down, how long are these strings that are still called part of the beged that they have the same dimtum as the beged? So if again, these are the strings or the threads that come out from a sheet. Rias via sudorum, the strings that come out from a sudor type of a kerchief. Via trotin, that's type of a hat. If you have these strings coming down from the hat. Via pilion sharosh, or else that's the strings that come down. The type of a covering the lady puts over her head, that's called pilyon sharosh. Shalochers shesh etzpoyis. These type of the godim, if the string is 6 etzpoyis long or less, it's called part of the beged. It's makabel tuma with the beged. What's going to be shelaf karsin eser? That's like underwear. So strings hanging down from underwear, even if they're 10 etzpoyis, it's also still considered part of the beged. Be makabel tuma with the beged. Nime sogois, that's a type of a shirt like or a robe made out of thick wool. Fihara did, that's like the tzif that ladies wear, like a kerchief over the head. Fihacholik, a shirt, via talis or the cloak. Isholashet's boys, hair strings coming out from these. If it's 3 etz boys long, it's so called part of the beged. Longer than that, it's not called part of the beged. Nime keeper shelzakena. The strings that come out, a keep again, that's like the kerchief on top of the head, to hold the net on top of the hair the lady wears, shells a cana from an older lady, or else vi ha gumdin shalarvim, type of a clothing that the arvim, the Arab used to put around their face when it was cold, vi ha kulkin, a type of a cloth that's made from the hair, the hair of goats, or else vi ha pundo. It's like a coat and outer clothing. Veha maferis, a cloth that you wrap around your head. Veha paragoid, another type of a top clothing. These clothing is nimeim kolshein. No matter how long they are, the strings that come out of these begodim, it's still called part of the beggar, and therefore it's makabel tuma, just like the beggar is of the beggar's tummy. These are tummy, the beggar's tummy. They're considered part of the beggar. Mishnah Beis. Shalosh ksosos shel tzemrom. If you have three ksosos, three like pillowcases made from wool. Here the Mishnah is talking about, we have these different type of things that are sewn together. Is it called the chibba to make it like one kli? So if you have these three cases that were sewn together, they are made out of wool, or else shesh or pishtun, you have six pillowcases made out of flax, shloish sadinen, or three sheets, shtei mesre mitvachos, or 12 towels, shnei suvrikin, type of underwear, cholok echod, one shirt, a talasachas, one talis, kelufkarin, echod, that's a thick type of a cloth made from thick wool, is chibla tumma. These things that are sewn together like, it's called the chibla tumma. If one of them becomes tumma, they all become tumma. Uli hazoye, if they're tumma and you want to be mazet to matar them, they're called the chibla. Now if the mechatis comes upon one of them, it's matar all of them. Yes, amikain, if you sew together more than these three of these numbers we just mentioned, then chibla tumma, it's still called the chibla for tumma as long as they're sewn together, they're attached together. If one becomes tumma, they all become tumma. But v'yein echibli azoy, it's not called a good attachment to make like one beged when you want to be matar them. If you put the mechates on one of them, it would not be matar all of them. Rabbi Yosi says, af lo l'tumil, no, more than these measurements, more than these amount, it's not called a chibah, not even for tumma. And we loch is not like Rabbi Yosi. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Chut ha-mishkolos, the string that you use to have the weight on, and this is a weight that the benoim, the builders, use to measure things out with. So shnei mosam, this string could be 12 tefachim long, it's still considered part of the kli. Shel haroshim, the string that a carpenter uses, shmei nosam, that's 18 tefachim long, what he uses to hold his weight on. Shel banoim, people, the builders that build walls, is chamishamam, and they have a string 50 yams long that holds like a measurement to hold it down in place. So this is still called part of the kli. If the kli is makabel tumma, the string is also. What's going to be yosem? Let's say the string is longer than these measurements. The locker is in rotzel akayim, even if you want to use the extra part of the string, you want it to leave there, still Torah, still it's not makabel tumma. More than this measurement, what's more, is not called part of the kli, it's Torah. Shall sayodim shall tsayorin kol shehin. The strings that are sayodim as a plaster, you want to plaster the walls, or else with sayorim, people that makes designs, that's kol shehin. No matter how long the string is, you use it, it's called part of the kli, and it would be makabotum. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Chut moiznayim, the string that you use by the scales, shall zahovim, people that measure gold, or else for shall shoikle argomim toiv, people that are weighing out good argoman purple wool, these are very expensive things. So these type of strings that you use for the weights, sholosh etzpois, they're usually three etzpois long. Longer than that would be tor. Yad hakurda miachurov, the handle of a hatchet from the back, is sholosh etzpois. If it's sticking out three etzpois, it's still called part of the kli. More than that is tor. Rabbi Yosi says no. Tefach tor, but sticking out a tefach from the back of the handle behind you, that's already tor. That's not called part of the kli. It's only up until a tefach, but a tefach, but a tefach or more is tor. Your mishnah hey, chut moiznayim shochad vonim, the string that the chenbni, the storekeeper, used to weigh things, or else b'shel balibatim, the string that a balabos in a regular home, what he used to measure things, is tefach. Those things are not that expensive. There it's only a tefach long. That's called part of the kli. More than that is not called part of the kli. Yad ha-kurdim lefonov, the handle of this hatchik in the front of you, tefach also. A tefach is still called part of the kli. More than that is not. Shiore yad ha-pargol, let's say the yad, the handle of a shaft, or let's say of a whip, that broke. So if it's left over tefach, it's still called usable, still called part of the kli. It'll be mekabel tumah. Less than a tefach is not usable, it's not called part of the kli. Yad mekavis shel mefatche avonim, the handle of a hammer that they use to break open stones, to break stones, is tefach. If it's a tefach, it's still called part of the kli. It's a makabel tumah. More than that, it's not called part of the kli. Your Mishnah Vav, chut, the string, moznaim of those scales, shel tzemorim. People that sell bundle of wool, to have big, a large scales here to put bundles of wool on it. Rels v'shal shoykleis chuchis, people that weigh out crystal like glass. Then tifchaim, two tefachs long, the string could be, it's still called part of the kli, it's makabel tumah. Yad ha-makor, the handle of a type of hammer that they use to chisel down by the makor, that's by the rechaim, by the millstone. Tifchaim, the handle could be two tefachim long, it's makabel tumah. Yad ha-matzot shel gyonis, the handle of an axe that they use in the army men, used by war, is tifchaim, the handle has to be two tefachs, it's still called part of the kli. Yad ha-kurnis shel zovim, the handle of the hammer that they bang gold with, is tefchaim also, it could be long up until two tefachim, it's still called part of the kli. V'shel choroshim, what the carpenters use to bang wood with, that's shlosh tefachim. Then the handle could even be three tefachim long, it's still called part of the kli. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin, shiorei hadorbon milamalon arbo. We have this darbon, that's the handle of a plowshare, so if it broke off and is left on above it of four tefachim, that's still called part of the kli, obibim kabotoma. Yad habodid, also type of a handle of a shovel that they would dig around the trees to make a chafifa, to make ditches around the tree. Sarbo, also the handle there with four tefachim long, is still called part of the kli. Yad ha-kordim shel nichush, the handle of a hammer, or a tool that they pick up their bad roots in the ground. So this type of a kli, the handle of it is chamisha. Here it's five tefachim long. Yad ben ha-patish chamisha. Also the handle of a small patish, a small hammer, is also five tefachim. That's still called the chibur to the kli. V'shel ha-patish, that's the bigger hammer. Shisha, the other handle could even be six tefachim, is called part of the kli. Yad ha-kardom shel bikua v'shel odur, the handle of an axe that you use for bikua to cut wood, or else v'shel odur, that you clean up the ground with it, is shisha. This tool, the handle could be six tefachim long. V'yad ma-keves shel sasosim shisha, and the handle of this axe that's used like to cut stones with, that could even be six tefachim long. It's still called the chibur, still called part of the kli, would be mekabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Ches, shiorei charchor milmaton shiva. The left elbow of the charchor, that's the part of the plowshare, that's like the horizontal shaft that's in front of the plowshare. So that part of the mardeya, that like, if it's broken off the handle there, so the bottom part of it could even be seven tefachim long. It's still called part of the kli, would be makabel tumah. Yad al magrefa, the handle of a magrefa, that's the stick like you rake out the coals. You take out the coals from the oven. So use this type of a kli to take out the coals like a type of a shovel. Ishobal the bottom that people use in the regular house. So Beshamir and Beshamai says shiva. The handle there could even be seven tefachim long, a so-called part of the kli. Beisilla says shemayna. Could even be eight tefachim long. Shel sayodim. The people, the plaster, people that use plaster to put plaster on the walls, so they have this type of magrefa, type of a shovel that they take off the plaster. So for the shel sayodim, Beshamai says tisha. Could even be nine tefachim long, this the handle. Mesilla says asorik, could even be 10 tefachim long, it's still called part of the kli. Yosem ikan, if any type of these handles are longer than these measurements, simrotzulakem, if you plan to leave it there, you want to use it to be part of the kli, then taketome, then it is makabotome, it's called part of the kli. But it's only if the balabas hasn't asked to leave it there. But in astam, we say it's not called part of the kli more than these measurements, and then it will not be makabotome. For yad misham sheyur kolshehu, any type of a kli that you use on the fire, means like the spit that you roast on, so then kosher, no matter how long the handle is, it's still considered part of the kli, not to burn yourself, you don't care how big the handle is, so it's all called part of the kli, it would be mekabeltum with the kli. Yeah, Perek Lamed, Mishnah Aleph, kli zechuchis, a glass kli, pshuteim, if it's flat, it doesn't have a depth to it, so lochris term is not mekabeltumah. Just like the kli cheres is only mekabel, but it has a base kibble, it has a depth to it, that it could receive liquid, but if it's flat, it's not mekabeltumah. Well, mekableim, if this glass kli has a depth to it, that it could receive liquid, then tameim, then it's mekabeltumah. Nishbru, let's say this glass kli, whether it was tameh yet or not, nishbru, it broke, is teru. The tumah goes off and becomes tor. Chazav yasom memkin, let's say you make new kelim from these broken pieces of glass, the locher is mekablum tumah mikan labo. From now onwards, it's called the kli again, it can mekabel tumah now. But the tumah it had before does not come back on it again, remains tor from that first tumah. Hatavlo, that's a flat plate. Voy is kutlo, it's a tray. Shel zchuchis, made out of glass, is term. These things are tor, they're not mekabel tumah. Since they're flat, they're like pshute kli, zchuchis, that's not mekabel tumah. But in yesh lehem lizbeis, if they have a rim around it, then it makes the base kibble. Then tameim, then it would be mekabel tumah. Shulei kora, that's the bottom part of a glass dish. Let's say the glass dish broke, and you want to just use the bottom part of it. Whereas for shulei is kutlo, the bottom part of this tray shows chuches that was first made from glass. She is kinu tashma. She fixed up now this broken piece that it could be used. Torah still the not mekabel tumah. Because the bottom of the kli is not choshev to be a kli, since it could hurt yourself with it, it's not called a kli yet. Kirtzon, oy shofen, bishofen, then tmeim. Kirtzon means if you smoothed it down, you smoothed down the sides of it, so now you could use it, or else oy shofen, or else bishofen, like you filed it down all the edges there, so now it's not dangerous to hold, then to maim, then it would be mekabel tumah, then it's called a kli, it would be mekabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Aspaklaria, that's a mirror, a glass mirror. Torah, it's not mekabel tumah, because it's not made to use to receive things inside, it's used just look at yourself. The tamchui, let's say you have a plate, a glass plate. Shasoy aspaklaria, that now this glass plate you are using now for a mirror, still tomei, still mekabel tumah, since lechetchilu is made to be a plate, and that's a kli, therefore it's still mekabel tumah. V'yemetchila asor l'shem aspaklaria, let's say this nice glass plate lechetchilu at the beginning was made to be used as a mirror, just sometimes you use it to serve on, then Torah, it still remains Torah, since its main purpose is to be a mirror, it's not called a kli, it remains Torah. Tarvut, let's say you have a glass spoon. Kishunoista ala shuchan, and you leave it on the table, so it depends. In the kabo kol shum, this glass spoon, and when you put it down, it tilts a little bit. So most of what's inside it will spill out. But if when you put it down, still some part of the juice stays inside it, it's mekabel anything, then tome, then it's called a kli based kibble, and therefore this glass spoon is mekabel tumah. The imla, but let's say when you put down this glass spoon, when you put it down on the table, it tilts to the side, everything spills out. It's only when you hold it in your hand that you can pick something up to keep the liquid inside it. That now it's a machlekes. Rabbi Akiva Metame, Akiva says yes, this kli, this spoon is still metame, because since when you hold it in your hand, you could use it to mekabel the liquid, so it's still called the base kibble, it's called the kli. Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri Metame, Yechonah ben Nuri says no, it's Torah, that since when you put it down, it cannot be mekabel any liquid. Therefore, it's not called the base kibble. Therefore, it remains Torah, it's not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah Gimel, kois shenifkam rubai. You have a cup, you have a glass cup that was cracked, and the crack went away, went around most of the kli. So Torah, the kli becomes Torah, like a regular sheva kli, like a regular broken kli. What's going to be nifkam by sholeh rubai? Let's say it had three cracks in it, and together all three cracks go around rove of the kli. So Torah, it's also considered like a broken kli. The kli is Torah, it's not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Shimon says, im mefazehu es rechamayim, if because of these cracks, most of the water inside the kli spills out, leaks out, then Torah. That's a shear to make the kli tor. What's going to be nikav? Let's say there was a hole in this kli. The yason, you patched up the hole. Bein bebat, where they used tin. Bein bezefas, whether you used tar. Is tor, the kli remains tor. Rabbi Yossi says depends. Bebat, if you use tin, it's type of a metal, tomei. Then the kli is still like kli matchis, therefore it's makabel tumma. Well, the zephyrs, if you only use tar, then it's still called the broken kli, and it's not makabel tumma, it remains tar. But the pshat is with tin, it's called a good patch, and therefore it's called like a complete kli. But the zephyrs, though, is not called the good stima, therefore it remains tar. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Sloichis kitana. If you have a small flask, a small glass flask, shenitopia, the opening, the mouth of it broke off. Tzalachris tamei is still the kli is makabel tumam, because you could hold it with one hand, and you don't have to hold it on the top, you can hold it on the bottom, it won't hurt you, you can still use this flask. Ugdaila, let's say it was a big glass flask, then you have to use two hands to hold it, and since the top part broke off, and you'll hurt yourself there, therefore, gdaila shenitopia, if the mouth of it broke off, Torah, it's not fit to use this kli anymore, the kli remains Torah. Shel pliton, let's say this was a flask that you used to put inside it perfume-like, shemen, special oil that smells good, pliton, it was oil that you rub yourself with, shenitopia, that the mouth of the flask came off, Torah, it remains Torah, it's not fit to be used now, so it's Torah. And the Mishnah says the reason, mifnei shei sarachas es hayad, because it scratches your hand. Your hand has to move around there, and your hand will get scratched. Therefore, you're not going to use this kli anymore. Therefore, the kli remains tor. It's not makabel tumah. Leginim gedolim shenitopihim means big glass pitchers. Leginim, like pitchers, big ones, gedolim shenitopihim, that the mouth broke off, is tameim, still the makabel tumah. It's right to use them. Vneishu misaknon lechvoshim. Because to use them to hold, like to preserve food inside it, to make a kovash, to preserve the food, therefore still usable. Like you make sour pickles inside, it'll stay there, so therefore you can still use this type of a pitcher. For your parches, shel shchuches tahira. This for your parches, that's part of the kli of the rechaim of the mill. It looks like a sieve a little bit that you put inside it the wheat. And put in, it takes out, comes out a little bit, it's pours a little bit into the rechaim, into the grinder. So if it's made out of glass, Torah remains Torah, but it's not called the base kibble. So whatever you put inside, it goes straight through, it just goes down into the rechaim, into the mill, it's not really a base kibble. Rabbi Yossi Basi says, Ashrayich Kalim. Like happy is this Kalim means Mesechta Kalim. Shenichnasta betuma, that it started off, the Masechta started off with Hilchos Tuma, the Yotzes Betorin, and ends off with this Yapachsis, that this Klis Chuchis, it remains Torah. So that's the way he ends off this Masechta Kalim. Hadrin Alecha Masechta Kalim. Slika Masechta Kalim.